You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Welcome back, everyone. Joe and Mike back again. BuildAssetsOnline.com. We got a very special episode for you today. As usual, all of our episodes are special. But this one is, I would say...
Some are more special than others, unfortunately.
And this is one of those super special episodes because we're doing our first episode. We'll see if this takes off, of Dropship Wars, where Mike and I go head-to-head and basically argue our case for which dropshipping store we think is better. And for this episode, we've chosen two, what I can assume are pretty big sites, Bidet King and BBQGuys.com. Now, full disclaimer, we don't actually know whether these sites are dropshipping stores fully or they're holding inventory or anything like that. But based on our experience, based on what we know about high ticket dropshipping, you know, have high certainty that at least some of their stuff is dropshipped, because we know many of their suppliers are dropship friendly, and we know that, or we have a good feeling that these sites could have started as basic dropshipping sites, the type of sites that we teach people how to create. And I think episodes like these are going to be good examples of executing a dropshipping site to the highest level possible and really creating something valuable that you can get a big, big exit on.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, Mike?
Yes, sir.
So, Mike, I got to ask. So, out of these two stores, which one would you rather have?
Well, I think we went into this a little bit on the previous episode, but I was arguing that Barbecue Guys was a better store, and you were arguing that Bidet King was a better store.
That's right, and I stand by that. If I had to choose between these two stores, not knowing their revenue, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Barbecue Guys does more revenue, but I just like Bidet King so much better. And I feel like when I look at Bidet King, it's such a perfect example of, perfect execution for something that I would like.
Okay. Well, personally, I don't feel like that. And I'm prepared to back that up.
So. All right. Well, let's get into it. Let's take a look at these sites. So we open up Bidet King here. If you're just listening on the podcast, I'll try and describe as much as possible. The first thing we see with Bidet King, I just crossed it out, was 10% off. Now, we're scrolling that. Now, when I look at Bidet King, the first thing I think is, wow, this site is niche down. It's hyper-targeted. Now, of course, this is not that beginner-friendly, because if you were to start this site, you might not be able to get in with all these bidet suppliers. But as someone shopping for a bidet, if you land on this site, you're not leaving until you find what you want. And that's what I like to see. I like to be able to create – I like the possibility of creating an airtight site where you can create the ultimate resource for something and really take over the industry. And I feel like that's what Bidet King has done here. So if we look at their site, obviously they're selling all of these brands, all these different products. The price points I think could be better, but like, so right here, bidet seat fitting guide, bidet seat installation guide, best bidet seats of 2021. They have this content ready to go, and even YouTube videos to kind of back it up. So they're really trying to hit things from all angles and be really the king of bidets.
Yeah, and I think that therein lies the problem, is that who wants to be the king of bidets? It's too niched. It's like, all right, I'm the king of this little 600 square foot basement I'm living in. You know, it's like, who cares, right? And so therein lies the problem. The one good thing is that, yes, if someone wants a bidet and they land on this site, they probably have the whole market encapsulated in that one in this one website. And so, yes, you know exactly what your customer is going there for. And so it gives you, I mean, a lot of options. But really the problem is that it's so capped. Like, we could probably literally estimate how much search volume exists for this industry. And I think that's the problem, because you have other competing sites. There's like, you know, Bidet Plus. You have even I believe like BioBidet sells their own products on their own website. Brondell. Like, how many brands are actually on this site, Joe?
Let's take a look. So if we hover over the brands, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let me just close my door real quick, because I don't know if you can hear the dog barking, but it's throwing me off.
I hear it, yeah. Tell her to shut the hell up. What's going on, guys, in the chat? How you doing? Sean the Don, Dan Z, Jumpstart.
All right. So 12 brands, is that what we said? Or no, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 brands. I mean, what an example of something clean, easy to run. You know, you can create, like, they've basically taken over the industry. And I know I already said that, but like, and look at this. You go down, I'm scrolling down this best bidet article. This is another example of clean, perfect execution. They have these versus articles. BioBidet BB2000 versus Brondell Swash 1400. And Mike, I know you said that they're tunage down, but nothing wrong with being the master of your domain, being the king of the castle. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a...
I guess it depends, right, what you're going for. Because I know this suits your fancy, because it's... For SEO wise, it is all basically like one topic in a nutshell. So every bit of effort that you're putting into the SEO is essentially feeding the same beast.
Exactly.
But the beast itself, in my opinion, is too small. You're feeding the beast, but the problem is what good is this beast out in the wild? I'm doubting the ferocity of this beast, Joe.
Well, let's go over to BBQ, guys. Look at this. See, this is why I would never want to run a site like this, because the first thing they're doing is a National Pizza Month giveaway, and they're giving away a pizza oven, okay? You know, I'm landing on this site. What if I'm not looking for a pizza oven? I might be looking for a very particular...
Well, that's why it's a giveaway. Who doesn't want a free pizza oven?
What if I don't like pizza?
It's an oven. Just puts, I don't know, make a flatbread. Make a pita, I don't know.
I'm landing on this site, and it's already, you know, if we're talking about executing this, to me, it's already getting too confusing, too convoluted, too difficult to execute, because, you know, I think we know that this is, I actually don't really know, but.
Fox News, Joe.
What? What'd you say?
Featured. Fox News, all recipes, GQ.
And I bet Bidet King's been featured. I bet Bidet King's been featured all over. I have a bidet.
You know, actually, I think it has. I think if you go to the homepage, that is one of the things that they boast.
Yeah, anyone can get those features. You can.
Bidet's Plus. Oh, there. No. Okay, featured brands.
Anyone can get featured in anything. We know this. but I just want to show you, like, I would hate to have to execute this. Okay. We're looking at some of these pictures down here. Look, we got a guy. I don't know if this is really the team or if this is just like just random stock photos. But look.
Hey, I am a drink.
We got a guy standing here we got people in their Halloween costumes. You know, it's about the well-rounded workplace. Like, this is just way too corporate for me to want to do.
I hear you on all these arguments and I'm with you. But Joe, you act like Bidet King started out like this from day one. They just started straight going into these, you know, taking pictures of people dressed like string beans. This is really they've grown so big because their concept was on point that they have no choice now but to take pictures looking like tomatoes and string beans and corn.
So what you're trying to say is. If you're growing any sort of business and you hit a certain threshold, you got to start taking pictures with the whole staff dressed up as different things.
Absolutely. I mean, who knows? This is like a $1 billion company right here. So first of all, at this point, this is probably like a startup, like funded company, I'd say. You know what I'm saying? Like they probably have money, private money going into this now. And so, yeah, the corporate Silicon Valley jabronis probably got their hands all over this now. They're like, we need pictures of the staff. We need people. We need dogs with the Lincoln logs, you know? So I think what we're looking at now is really the end result of what happens if you really have your concept on point and you go hard at it for several years. Because, Joe, I'm looking on Ahrefs right now, and I don't know if you could pull that up, but really, so I see this site, Joe, has had, since all time, as far back as Ahrefs goes, is the 2nd of June, 2015 on Barbecue Guys, and they estimate the organic traffic at 64,000.
Today or back in 2015?
Back in 2015. Wow. Now the traffic, according to Ahrefs, is 648,000 per month. So that's a 10x over the last 6 years.
Why don't you drop me a screenshot of some of their top pages? That'll be easy for me to insert into the stream.
I'll drop you some pics. But the point I want to get at, Joe, is I look at Bidet King. Their organic traffic is in the toilet, no pun intended. Right now they're at 20,000 organic visitors a month.
All right.
And I'll tell you what, back in March 2020, they were at their peak of 67,000, and they've crashed down three times. And honestly, now that I think about that, it was probably had something to do with the toilet paper shortage.
I don't know about that, but no.
Hear me out, because they were at 20K. They were at the same range right up until end of February, March 2020, shot up to 60-something thousand, and then slowly has crept back down. So
you think that's a
change? These are sites. Joe, this site was also around in 2015, June 2nd, and their total organic traffic per month, according to Ahrefs, was 2,300.
Right. But okay. So your work is say you have BBQ guys, you got to get all these pictures. I mean, these pictures are obviously well done, professionally photographed. Maybe even a food stylist is involved. Imagine the headache of having to deal with there's probably like a secretary of like food photography that you have to talk to. And then there's like a chain of command that, I don't know. It would seem like such a big headache to me. When I go back to Bidet Kings, they're offering to live chat me right now. Should I say you're live on air with the.
Yeah, say it.
No.
Say it.
No. No, but when I see Bidet King, you know what I see? I see.
What do you see?
A true warrior from the Warrior Forum that, you know, decided to build a website and then really took it to the highest level possible of what someone can execute with the minimal amount of resources. That's what I see. And so if we take a look at if we go back to their this best Bidet Kings guide, a YouTube video.
Welcome to Bidet Kings picks for the 10 best bidet toilet seats of 2021.
Let's play this video real quick.
How did we rank these bidet seat models? We combined our expert testing with customer.
What's that?
Bidet Kings is going to file a copyright claim against us.
No, I'm going to speed it up.
Where do you want me to drop the images, by the way?
You could drop them in our Slack, but let's just go through this video real quick.
Feedback, reliability, repair rates, build quality, and price points to choose our 10 favorites. Without further ado, the best bidet toilet seats of 2021. Coming in at number 10, we have the luxurious Kohler Novita VH90 bidet seat. Fully loaded.
Look at this. Look at how they're displaying the different bidets in this video. There's no actual people on camera. It's just solely focused on the bidets. Black background. You know, this, I think Bidet King is actually. What?
They probably got this off Fiverr.
No, they take this footage themselves. I mean, maybe someone on Fiverr edited the video, but what I'm trying to say right now is, Mike, I feel like Bidet King is an example of what the world should be. Because there's right now, you know, I walk outside, I drive. There's too much like flashy lifestyle marketing in my face, and like people, and like trying to show me what my life could be, and that, you know, I don't need to see this dog with these logs. I want to see the product. I want to know exactly what the product can do and how it benefits me. And I don't want to see any other fluff. And I feel like that's what Bidet King does here, especially with his videos. We skip around. They've taken footage from all their other like YouTube videos, obviously. Like, I think they have videos of all the bidets and just black background. It's really like, what is that called? Like Pinot Noir when it's black and...
Pinot Noir is wine.
Whatever.
That's red wine, but Noir is, I think, appropriate.
So what do you think? I mean,
the BBQ guy says Pinot Noir on their Instagram.
Do they? Son of a gun.
No, I don't know. But I get what you're saying, Joe. Yeah, it reminds me of better times looking at Bidet King. You know, a time when things were simple. You go on the website, you get what you want. No BS. Now everything's about selling a lifestyle. It's about selling a cause. There's a lot of things going on. But Joe, the point is that this site has been going, has been prosperous for so long that what you're seeing now is like the final corporate form. So if you were to make a site going down this route, you don't have to be in it this long. You know, a portfolio company comes to you and they say, I'm going to give you $50 million and I'm going to buy this site. What are you going to say?
Hold on.
All right, fine. And let them go take the stupid pictures. Let them get the staff and, you know, the costumes and whatever. So I'm not thinking about it like, all right, you're plopped in as CEO of Barbecue Guys right now. I'm saying if you took this direction at conception, then this is the end result. You could jump ship at any time. Bidet King, you gotta ride it out because, I mean, it was doing good. It's the traffic has gone down three times since COVID, Joe. What can Bidet King sell for?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know how much traffic they're getting. You know.
Well, Joe, do we have sites that have more monthly traffic organic than Bidet King?
Yes, but Ahrefs is not always accurate.
I know Ahrefs is not fully accurate, but according to Ahrefs,
I don't know. I don't know what to say there. I feel like, but I do want to say this because Waylon made a comment that was probably I didn't think about this. He said it's probably ideal that they don't have people in the Bidet King videos using the product. Right, you got me there. Maybe that's why they don't have people in the video. Maybe they wanted to have people in the videos.
They should have like someone in like a swimsuit using it. You know, like how they have people like demonstrating the showers and like a swimsuit.
Yeah. They should. You know what I once saw? I think this was like a BuzzFeed article. Like, I don't know, I saw this like 5 or 10 years ago or something. And it was a woman like trying out a bidet, but she was using like brown lipstick. And so she would spray the bidet on her face or something and then, like, judge how much of the lipstick came off of her face. Anyway.
Why can you use another device for that, for spraying your face?
I don't know. It was just, like, about seeing if bidets worked. So I'm just pulling up the Ahrefs here. We got Barbie.
Oh, okay. She was testing bidets like that.
Yeah. Wow. Barbecue Guys is getting a ton of traffic. So I do – what I want to get to – I'm pulling up the Ahrefs on the screen. Wow, their Ahrefs rank is 129. Wow. So like, according to Ahrefs, they have like they're in like the top 100,000 or so of well, that's in terms of like their links. So they have a DR yep. of 67, which is huge. Yeah, Barbecue Guys is getting a ton of traffic. That's for sure.
They're number three for pellet smokers, number one for side burner. Number six for pellet grill. Number three for pizza oven outdoor. Number two for best smoker. Number one for outdoor pizza oven.
Jeez.
Number two, best pellet smoker.
Jeez. You know, okay. I think what I want to say here, as I look at these two sites side by side, and I'm looking at the articles and videos of Barbecue Guys. So I feel as if these two sites were executed on a similar level of excellence, but it's just that Barbecue Guys is a much bigger market. Like, there's no point. Like more people are buying grills than are buying bidets. And I think there's obvious. What's that?
I said that's my whole point.
Yeah, but if we look at the articles, you know, and I'm just talking about this now for people's educational value, and we look at the execution. Very, very similar, and actually very in line with what we recommend on how to build a site. You know, the best gas grills under $1,000, best flat top grills, best portable gas grills. They're hitting some long tail keywords here. Best commercial multi user grills, best American made gas grills. You know, they're extending this out to patio bar furniture. So they're actually not going as long tail. I'm trying to segment this to be more educational now, I guess, but they're not actually going as long tail as we would recommend for a new site. But because they have that DR of 67, they can hit these shorter tail keywords and not really worry about it too much.
Oh yeah, they're so big by now that it's just I mean, these are the people that rank for these short tail keywords: pellet grill, pizza oven, etc. You know, so
yeah,
it's what happens when you build up enough backlinks. And you know, look, I mean, they have a lot of articles here, and it's like, you know, we bring up the idea to new people that like the bigger you make your store, the harder it is to actually like rank well for this type of thing using SEO, because you're going to spread yourself so thin. But over time, you know, this is what happens when you let things marinate, no pun intended, for, you know, like a decade or so, right? You get so much authority that all your articles can rank. You have enough link juice to actually, you know, spread things around. And so, Joe, I actually want to, I'm going to send you some more screenshots right now. I went on Wayback Machine just to see how long these sites have been around. And I got some funny images here. So we have Bidet King going all the way back to like 2008, 2009-ish. And we have Barbecue Guys going back to like even before that. But at Barbecue Guys, they got screenshots from like 2001 on like...
I would love to see that. Can I make a comment though? I want to make a comment on, so because I'm looking at Barbecue Guys now, and like, so like I said, they have gone after a lot of short tail keywords. Like I'm looking at, like they've branched out into a lot of different areas, which is how we recommend you start a store for beginners, because it gives you just a lot of different room to grow into and see what's working. But like, so, but you might say, okay, how can Barbecue Guys is selling wine coolers? How can I compete with Barbecue Guys selling wine coolers? Now, if we look at the SEO articles they've done on wine coolers, let me just go back forward again. It's few and far between. So like they have best wine coolers for 2021. And to be honest, it's not really even that much of an article. You know, they have best outdoor wine coolers, like they have best outdoor kegerators. But if we go back to Bidet King for a second, you know, remember all of the different types of very specific long tails that Bidet King is going after, like Alpha GX Wave versus Toto C100. This is what Barbecue Guys are not doing. And I would speculate, I don't know. So with these long tails, I don't know if they've thought about them. I don't know if they've decided like, oh, this isn't even worth it for us to go after keywords that are so small. I would disagree. Because the buying intent is so high. And Mike, one thing about the Ahrefs screenshot that you sent, I'm gonna post it into the chat here. I'm gonna post the what is it called? How did I do this? Oh, I gotta download it. Hold on. You know, you shared the Ahrefs picture of Bidet King not doing so hot. And one thing I want to say is, when you have a lot of these short tail articles, so we have a site right now. It's a partner site. It's, you know, it's not doing as well as I would hoped it would have done by now, but it says it has over 35K organic traffic, and it actually gets like less than that. But I'm going to venture to guess that Bidet King gets way more organic traffic than Ahrefs is saying, because they have these long tail articles, and Ahrefs is notoriously bad. All keyword tools are notoriously bad at picking up on the search volume and different ways that these keywords can be typed in. You follow what I'm saying? The longer they are, and the more long tail they are, the worse the search tools are at picking them up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm following you. I just want to reiterate that, because it's a key point we make to a lot of our students and people that ask us questions. Is like, oh, should I go after this supplier or this niche or this product, whatever? Like, what keyword tools should I look at? And people don't understand that keyword tools don't necessarily work for everything. They work for like big terms because that's easier to track. But every big term, like pellet grill, there's so many different variants and I'm losing the word, but things you could add on to the keyword to make it longer. And that's basically what long tail means, is that, you know, pellet grill has the most volume, and then it trails off into all these other, you know, keywords, just trails off into infinity of, you know, these keywords that have little search volume, but there's so many of them that you can still make a living getting traffic for these items. So yeah. Typical rule of thumb is that Ahrefs is kind of undershoots. But Joe, you're saying like on one of our websites, it overshoots. Is that because we rank for a lot of short tail terms?
Yes. It actually, what I think Ahrefs does is it overshoots the traffic for short tail terms and undershoots the traffic for long tail terms.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't actually, so when we say volume, I guess what I'm ultimately talking about is the traffic, because when you have, like when you're ranking for a term like pellet grills, there's so much that comes. Let's just Google that real quick, actually. Pellet grill. So when you Google pellet grill, there is actually like so much that comes up. Like if we just look at the top here, like there's these ads. There's multiple ads. There's the shopping ads. The first organic result is Home Depot, but you got to scroll three slots down to get to it. And now for these type of keywords, Google adds in these like little things where its primary goal is to drag you. Oh wait, hold on, I'm blocking the screen. So sorry about that. Let me just start from the top. So we have the shopping results. We have the text ads. First result is Home Depot. You have the people also ask. So if you're ranking even in position five for like pellet grills, you're competing with so much ahead of you, whereas you just don't have this amount of stuff with the long tail keywords. Maybe you can provide actually some insight, Mike, as to why that is with long tail versus short tail keywords. I'm guessing it has something to do with the way Google Ads works, but it is a phenomenon that I observe in the organic results, is that the shorter tail the keyword, the more heavy ads there are.
What are you asking me?
Is there a reason why, from your perspective, that is with Google Ads? Like if I search for pellet grill versus a long tail keyword about pellet grills, I'm going to see less advertising in the long tail keyword.
Yeah. It's a good question. I think it's kind of a trick that Google is playing, if I had to guess, because like if you have your budget set to whatever, you know, Traeger, BBQ Guys, Lowe's, Best Buy, they probably have these huge budgets. They probably have these ad agencies doing stuff for them, and whatever their bids are, they don't really care. So I think it's a little bit of a money grab by Google to be like, all right, well, first off, I should say, like, the only people bidding on pellet grill, bidding really hard on it, are going to be these big companies. So it's all like all these big companies just overbidding against each other. And so Google's just going to rake that in, and it has a lot of search volume. So that's going to take up a lot of the budget. And then from there, once you start to get into more long tail stuff, the bid is going to be lower. And I think it just, I don't claim to know because it's impossible to know their algorithm, but we do certainly see that like the lower you have your bids, the more long tail stuff you'll show up for. And obviously it's cheaper. So yeah, I just think for whatever reason, the higher you have your bids, depending on the bidding strategy and your campaign, it's just going to try and show you for more and more short tail stuff because it costs more and there's just more volume for it. So it's just easier to do it.
I want to get to those Wayback Machine screenshots, but this actually sparked a thought for me. You mentioned that they're probably using ad agencies and stuff like that. And oftentimes ad agencies charge you off of your ad spend as like a percentage of your ad spend, correct?
Yeah.
And so it would make sense that if you're an ad agency and you know that Home Depot or whatever BBQ Guys has a crazy budget, you know, you're like, oh, we got so many clicks for pellet grill. So they're spending more. Google's getting more. The ad agency's getting paid more. I don't know if it's worth it at the end of the day for the big companies that are spending that money, but something to think about, actually. I think it's pretty interesting, and I feel like that's why the stuff that we teach in our course, beside, you know, especially what you teach in terms of the ads, is so valuable, because in the marketplace, there's a perverse incentive to not do what we do. And if people say, how are you going to outcompete big companies? I think we just revealed it right there because they have an incentive to not compete, if that makes sense.
Yeah, an agency goes to, you know, the Joe Schmo of the marketing side of Home Depot, and they say, oh, guess what? We got 50 clicks for pellet grills for, you know, for single moms. And he's going to say, who cares? 50 clicks. You know, we got millions of people coming into our stores every day. Our website gets millions and millions of visitors. It's not even moving the needle for them. They don't care. But 50 clicks for you on an item that you sell for $3,000, you make $1,000 on, that's $1,000 in your pocket that can go towards whatever. It goes towards, you know, your rent. It goes towards just living. So there's really that's exactly how we're able to compete against these companies, because they're all I don't want to say what I want to say. They're all sitting there together just throwing money at a generic keyword, just because for them it's about driving revenue up. It's about driving visitors. For us, we can be more tactical and we can care about these long tail keywords that maybe there's not a lot of. Maybe it's not as easy to target, but they're cheaper. And we know that what we're doing generates big returns that are actually impactful in a normal person's life.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, we've driven up the top line revenue this quarter, and we're optimistic about how things are going. And so we're going to get more investors, and it's going to be great. Anyway, let's look at this Wayback Machine screenshot that Mike took of BBQ guys. Damn, they've been at it for a while, I got to say. I think is this one of those like Yahoo stores?
Yeah, something like that. Who knows what other options there were back in the day. All I know is Yahoo. So yeah. You tell me, Joe, you were on the internet at this age.
I wasn't shopping. But yeah, this must have been pretty sick, actually. Like, yeah, I mean, this is and they've always carried pizza ovens and patio furniture and lighting and all that kind of stuff. So this is
I don't know if you can really see on YouTube. All you could see is like the front.
I'm scrolling around. It's like a weird kind of screenshot. I mean, let me see if I can make.
Yeah,
it got
screwed up. So,
yeah, let me see.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're a little delayed on that. So, yeah, No, it is cool to see that, and they've been going at it for quite a while. And so,
yeah, I mean that's just the power. That's just really the power of going at it for a long time. Like, and I feel like the longer you do something, the more it's going to increase your chances of making a lot of money with it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and this is my argument against Bidet Kings, is that what they're doing has such a ceiling that it's like someone with a little bit of money can come in and get to their level in like a year just through just, you know, heavy advertising, heavy SEO budget, maybe whatever. Because it's such – they've been going at it for – Bidet King's been going at it for, you know, 15 years, 12 years. What do they have to show for it? We have sites that have more traffic in a couple years. That's... This site, Barbecue Guys, has such a big ceiling that they're able to continuously build and build and build to the point that now they're ready to take pictures of the staff with the costumes. That you're not seeing this in 2008 with the costumes. You're seeing it now.
You know what? I guess if someone came to me and they came to me about one of our sites and was like, look, we'll give you $1 billion or whatever. We'll give you $100 million, but we're going to take some pictures of you guys in costumes and we're going to make an Instagram and you guys are going to, you know, do all the things that we say. We're going to put the corporate shine on it. I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah. There's just, you know, it's just the corporate shine. It's just a little bit of, I don't know.
But I still think Bidet King is a cool site. And I think that, I think Bidet King, people should look to as a site of high level execution and something that is like, I'm willing to guess that
within the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
Of something anybody can do.
Definitely.
With what we teach, with just the way that the site is built out, like it is doable. Although I wouldn't recommend it because it's just the niche of bidets is too small.
Right.
Even if they sold toilets too, I would be happier.
Well, they do sell bidet toilets.
Okay, but I'm saying just regular toilets or something. Like, they're so tightly niched in that after 12 years, they can't get into six figures a month in organic traffic.
Right. Yeah. So if they were to add on faucets,
if it was Bathroom King, if it was, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, and really that's what we've seen. The people that have really taken a concept, like people like Wayfair started with, was like racksandstands.com. And then they had like multiple different sites like that. And then they merged them all together and that became Wayfair. So what you're suggesting is Bidet King should really take a page out of Wayfair's book and do something like that. If they wanted to grow, they might be happy where they're at. There's nothing wrong with that. You know?
Yeah.
This is like Raz. This could be a site that Raz has.
Yeah. This guy's off making a movie somewhere. He doesn't give a shit. Barbecue guys, they got ambition for something. They want to be up there with Papa John and, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning.
Isn't there a lot of controversy around Papa John?
I'm just saying, I think, Papa John has a lot of money. I equate them all in the same demographic.
Okay, you're saying like people.
Yeah, the CEO of Barbecue Guys and Papa John, I imagine Papa John running Barbecue Guys is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I don't even know. This could be anybody. This is faceless, yeah. And I know that's what you love, Joe. Faceless, because anybody can do it. Back in the day, 5 years ago, like the idea of showing our face online to make money was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. There's better ways.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously wish things were still like that. I still think the internet was better back in the day, but that's neither here nor there.
Of course.
But all right. I mean, I think we've laid it out. Hopefully, people can get something out of this. Going? Well, what else you got to say?
It's been like a solid 40 minutes. That flew by.
Yeah. Well, one of the comments I wanted to get to, and maybe – so what we could do is I would love to do this. Maybe people will do it this time. You guys listening can join the show because we have a professionally like a professional Google Hangouts thing. So if I give you the number – well, it's going to mess up the screen for a second. Let me copy the joining info there. Let me fix that. Okay. So I'm going to paste it in the chat. Oh, it's not letting me. Okay, so if you click that link, you can join the Google Meet. We'll let you in. You can ask some questions, or you can call by phone and enter that PIN number. So the phone number is 1-575-459-0230 and enter the PIN 425-537-387#, or join that way and we can answer some of your questions. Now, Belisha Pandey said, I started my own store in India. I just wanted to say thank you. It's doing crazy.
Congrats, interesting, man.
Why don't you join the show? Let's talk about it. I would love to hear more about that.
Even beyond that, why don't you send us an email or something, Belisha? I'd love to see if you're interested how we can partner. We're always looking to expand to other countries and other markets. So
yeah, India is hot.
That could be. India is underground right now.
Yeah.
I'm about to move.
I'm trying to move to India.
Yeah, why not?
The toilet niche is the porcelain throne of niches. Would broaden to bathrooms and do shower heads and sinks, etc.
Yeah, John's cool website gets it. He also said he's going to start a site called Bidet Guys, and it's going to be targeting construction workers with a soft side.
Imagine that. You know, that could be a cool like invention where you like when you're on the construction site and all you have is those porta potties. Imagine if it had a bidet in it.
Imagine how gross that would be.
Don't they have that in Japan? Like everything has a bidet.
Oh yeah, I mean even in like Thailand and stuff, and in India, it's like everything is. It's not necessarily like a bidet like this though. It's like the sink pressure things, just like on the side instead of toilet paper.
Oh, like a kitchen hose or whatever.
Yeah, kitchen hose is like on the side of the toilet next. Like sometimes it's not even toilet paper.
Yeah, those are sick. In my past house, there was one of those installed. Like we did, the previous owners did it on every single toilet seat in the house.
A bidet or a sink?
A sink hose. And what's even great? Yeah. What's great about it is you can use it to clean the toilet also.
Two in one. Yeah. I've been in like Thai hostels that had like the toilet in the shower.
What?
So like, The toilet would be like in the shower, right? So it's like, even if like water gets everywhere, it doesn't matter because you're in the shower.
Huh. That's a good way to save space in a bathroom. You could sit.
I think that's honestly a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
And you shower and be on the toilet at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, there's that episode of Seinfeld where George pees in the shower and then people have a problem with it. But like with that, it's not even a question.
I think it solves everyone's problems at once.
Yeah. That would change the world, honestly, if every bathroom was like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out the Shanty Lodge in Bangkok.
All right.
What else we got?
SJB. I guess no one's joining the meet. What a waste of money. SJB Clothing. What's the best way to get on the show? I've done over 300,000 pounds in under 12 months with your strategy, and I'm interested to go deeper and expand my business with your help.
Well, you could come on the show. I mean, we just gave you the number to call right now, but you might be better suited to just be in the elite fleet. That way we can actually deep dive into your business. But congrats on the sales, first of all. It's with our strategy. So maybe you do. Maybe you are in it. I don't know. Yeah, man, just reach out to us.
Yeah, we haven't discussed this formally, Mike, but I think we need to offer some more options to people. So like a lot of our stuff now is obviously catered towards beginners. I don't want to say beginners, like total beginners, but like people going from their first zero to 100. You know, I feel like we need to design some things that are for those people that are doing 250,000 plus a year, and how to get them to the million and beyond. I think we need to create something that is focused on helping those people.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Thank you. How do I join the fleet? I just watch your vids, to be honest. Well, if you go to buildassetsonline.com/... So I just need something tailored, not to beginners. So our course, SJB Clothing, I'm going to say that it would probably still help you a ton, because even when people join our course with your amount of sales, oftentimes their ads are not set up correctly. There's, you know, a few things that they're missing that if they change those things, it's going to have a big impact. And plus you get coaching calls with us. So if you go to buildassetsonline.com/membership, /membership, you can see all the ways to... No, wait, don't go to that. Just go to buildassetsonline.com and click enroll in the elite fleet at the top. And then click enroll now and you can see the different packages. The one in the middle, or the mentorship or the lifetime coaching package, is probably best suited, because then you get the calls and you can ask Mike questions about your ads and stuff like that. But I'm thinking more along when I was saying that we're catered towards beginners, what I meant was we need more things catered specifically to, like,
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't want to miscommunicate it to the users, to the listeners.
Yeah, right now it's just all around, like, this is how you build a website from scratch if you're from scratch up to, you know, wherever, and you could take it as far as you want to go. But yeah, we don't have, like, if we had something also that was like more specifically catered to, like, okay, now you've done 100,000 a month, you come here and we show you how to get to, you know, 500,000 a month, whatever. That's what you're saying. But I mean, in all fairness, Joe, we have plenty of students that had stores, came in, and then were able to, you know, skyrocket their revenue and their profit with what we already have. I mean, we have a student that sold a site for, you know, many, many, many six figures that I don't want to get too much into without his permission. But also, I did another call with a longtime student that was like doing pretty well. I mean, definitely doing some sort of six figures a month in revenue. And he's like, he was kind of skeptical that, like, I'd be able to, like, help him with ads and stuff. And we go in there in like 5 minutes, he was doing something like completely wrong throughout the whole account, and yet he was still succeeding. So yeah, there's always ways to tap in, and it's always good to have another set of eyes, because we always, you know, it's hard to perceive things correctly if it's your own doing.
Yeah. And what I would say is, I feel like, sorry, I was typing and talking at the same time, so I lost my train of thought. Oh, no. What I was saying is I feel like for the higher – for the students that are in the higher bracket of income, I feel like we need some sort of bigger mastermind.
Yeah.
Like something where people are meeting on a regular basis and, you know, there's more like openness and sharing going, and like lots of really specific advice. Because I feel like when we – you know, we learn a lot from just the people that we talk to on the side – that are, I guess, in a similar place to us, when we like, you know, for land, for SEO and stuff like that, it's always good to have people where it's like open and transparent, and you know, you're not worried about like, oh, people stealing your business and stuff. You know, it's one thing to do it publicly, but I think privately, I think you can have a good situation going on.
Agreed. Yeah, Aaron said higher bracket, different problems, probably more like hiring advice and stuff like that. Yeah, there's the certainly a big element of it. Bookkeeping, different things like that. Isaac said, if I'm not mistaken, Abel, I believe in the past you guys mentioned that you might share one of your stores. Have you strayed away from this thought? It's something we toy around with, but the time has to be right and the place must also be right. Because you give some... You give someone something for free, they don't value it. So it might be a pretty penny to know what goes on behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got everyone chiming in on how to.
I gotta pee. Hold up. Probably ending soon, but
hold on. All right. Yeah, SJB says, why don't you do something like two pools for 0 to 100K and 100K plus? And you can just do video meetups where you go in depth in different weekly subjects to scale, et cetera. Yeah, I mean, our current situation is basically like that, but really everyone gets one-on-one help from us if they're an elite fleet member. So it's like we're kind of already tailoring different solutions to each individual person, because it also depends on like their niche and, you know, different things like that. Like a lot of times the issue for someone struggling to get to, you know, get to 100K is just because of the, you know, the way that they've set up their store. Other times it's just because there's no, you know, their ads are incorrect. And so there's a lot of different issues that you can encounter along the way. And yeah, once you get to, I'd say around maybe 200K a month is when you really need to get your operations in check and really have, you must have a team unless you're a madman and, or madwoman. And, yeah, really, really work on streamlining your processes. And there's a lot of mistakes we made along the way because, yeah, after creating, I mean, at least four stores ourselves that have done over 200K and been involved as far as partnerships with a handful of others, you know, we've run into a lot of issues and we've learned how to correct. Yeah, Aaron, Joe always does pee on the show. I don't know what it is. I think the camera gets his nerves worked up a little bit.
No, I have a weak bladder because I work from home, obviously. So like, you know,
you gotta start doing Kegels.
Yeah, I just let it go whenever I want. So it's like it's not that muscle is not it has fully atrophied.
Should wear a diaper on the show.
Yeah.
MT says can't join meeting. It says no such meeting.
What? That is not true.
TJ, you paid for this stupid software. Doesn't even work.
Let me try it again.
Call Google.
Hey, let me paste it again. Maybe here, try it there. Maybe it got like the URL got messed up. Yeah, I think it might have just the way I pasted it. So try joining it now. Try clicking it now. Because we would like to get a guest on the show if we can.
Yeah, SJB, I'm reading your issue right now with the ads. It's like. I'm more than happy to help you with this. Yeah, just go to the website. Wait,
we got someone coming in.
Figure out how to contact us, and we'll talk it out. Because yeah, I'm sure we can help you.
All right, hold on, Liz. We got someone coming in here. All right, I gotta fix the screen. Let me
start. MT, you are on air. Welcome to the Build Assets Online live stream.
Guys, I've been watching you guys on YouTube. You know your shit. I'll be honest with you. You know what you're talking about. But myself, I just don't have enough money to invest into it, but I know the ins and outs. I know the Google Ads. I know how to. I've made websites before, but just trying to save money to invest. But got one question for you guys. Give me one product to sell, and I'll start selling it.
Where are you trying to sell in? You sound of
England.
Okay, let's say UK. Irish English. Listen, if you're selling in the UK, sell anything. UK is hot right now. UK is underground. So I don't know, you know, how much money you're shooting for to save up to. Surely you've watched our videos. So I would say it doesn't cost much if you're sitting at home, twiddling your thumbs to, you know, throw it on the Shopify or something. But
I was selling.
I don't know.
I was selling face masks last year on Etsy. Have you heard of that?
Well, yeah, I've heard of Etsy. I've heard of face masks.
Yeah, of course you have.
I think it's too. But,
I was selling on there, but obviously that was the first time I started selling online. I made like quite a bit of money on it, but then obviously face masks, they went down and not that many people started buying it. But my account got banned, it got suspended, so I wasn't able to actually make money anymore on that platform. So I stopped doing that. But I've been watching your videos. You don't really know what you're talking about. I appreciate this information that you're giving out there, man.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
I'm going to give you an option of what you can do. Again, like Mike said, I don't know how much money you have. The easiest and obviously the most straightforward path I'm going to recommend is to look at one of our educational packages. But that aside, assuming you have no money and you're trying to save for dropshipping, I'm going to give you an option. Okay, so watch all of our videos and, you know, we can – it's hard for us to recommend one product for you to sell. But like Mike said, the UK is very low competition in the ads and also very low competition in the organic results with most things. So I would actually recommend that you create like a blog site that has the potential to transition into a high ticket website in the future. And so if you go to skimlinks.com, you'll have to make a website first, but say you make a home website. And say you're going to sell, let's use the example of BBQs in the UK. I don't know what they're called there, but say barbecues in the UK. Yeah. So say you make a site, like a home site, like a, you know, home, goodhomeuk.co.uk. You make the site, you write a few blog posts on it, go to skimlinks.com. It's pretty easy to get your website approved. You'll get access to wayfair.co.uk along with like other.co.uk websites. And then you can just create organic articles to rank organically and then just link out to Wayfair until you get the money to start your own dropshipping store in the UK. That would be my recommendation. Obviously, there's a lot of...
So if I go to Wayfair and someone buys a product, say, from my link, to them, do I get paid for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm recommending that you do, because I mean, what's it going to cost you to start a WordPress site? Like $10 a year? No, maybe like $30. I mean, just depending on the hosting that you get.
Right. Okay. So what's that website called? Grilled. Skimlinks.
Skimlinks. Yeah. And so obviously there's a lot of details that, you know, have to be filled in there, but with that basic outline, depending on how hard you want to go with it, I think you could do a lot with that.
Yeah, if you just start writing articles, man, in 6 months you'll have traffic. You'll have free traffic, and then you don't need any money. So you can just call suppliers from there. But I looked online, bbqchavs.com is available. So there's your angle right there.
BBQ Chavs.
Yes.
Chavs is not a good word in the UK.
Well, it'd be edgy.
People don't like chavs. anyways, I appreciate the information. I will get into that. That's a good idea. Man.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks for calling the show, man. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Thank you. Bye.
Boom. Taking live calls. All right. Anyone else want to join? We'll give it a few minutes. The screen is so messed up right now. How do I fix this?
I know. I'm like huge. in like 480p.
What does chavs mean? I don't know what that means.
Chav is like it's like one of those like drunken UK like. Just look it up. Look at. I thought you were a master of slang, Joe.
All right. So anyone else calling in or what? Or are we ending the stream?
See, people like my comment, but
we do have a lot of UK viewers.
Yeah, I don't know. We're big in the UK, so.
I love the UK. Shout out the UK. I've been there many times. I'll tell you a funny story about going to the UK, actually, because it's online marketing related. So me and my wife, we went and visited our two friends there that I actually met playing games online when I was like 11. I met them playing a Command & Conquer game, Tiberian Sun, and I've been like friends with them online ever since. So we went to the UK to visit them. One lives in London, one lives in Chester. So we flew into London, and then my one friend was driving us to Chester. And at the time, I was big into retail arbitrage, and they were getting into it as well. And so we were driving to Chester from London. It's like 3 hours. We stopped at like a rest stop, and he's like, yeah, I bet you can't find anything in here to retail arbitrage. And I was like, all right, let's see. And then I found like 30 Starbucks cups, like London Starbucks cups, like the London mugs. And it essentially like paid for our whole trip. I bought like all the mugs and resold them on like the US Amazon for like a ridiculous profit.
Yeah. Like back in the day, at least, right? Those Starbucks mugs from like different places would be very, very popular because people collect them.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the UK is just a gold mine.
Yeah.
But yeah, someone put in the definition, a chav is a young person of a type characterized by brash and loutish behavior.
How would someone come up with a value proposition that will be able to compete with established retailers in your niche? I mean, so that is important, and there's a lot we could talk about value propositions and adding value and things like that, but I don't think you need that at the beginning, to be honest. Like, you're literally just competing on price and showing up in the results. That's all it is. What do you have to
say? Is he saying to get in with suppliers, though? Or is he saying for customers?
I was guessing customers, obviously. I don't know what he was saying.
How would you come up with a value proposition to be able to compete with established retail? Yeah, no, I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like we were just talking about before. Like, big box retailers aren't even going to be showing up for the type of things that you're showing up for, necessarily. And I mean, you're already – they're the easiest people to beat because you can't call someone at Home Depot and ask a question. You can't give like good customer service on Home Depot, Wayfair. They just don't have the manpower for it, especially for expensive items. So someone calls you, you can provide them good support. You can answer their questions. You can close a sale right over the phone.
Yeah, and like we were looking at barbecue guys earlier, and we were talking about how they had content like – all that wine cooler content. And then we looked at Bidet Kings and they had all that bidet content, but the bigger site, BBQ Guys, didn't drill down into the specific, like they weren't doing like wine, like EdgeStar wine cooler versus like, I don't know the other brands, but like EdgeStar Model X versus EdgeStar Model Y. Like they weren't doing content like that. Whereas Bidet King definitely was. Bidet King was targeting those long tail keywords and, yeah, that's really where it lies, both in your ads and with your organic, is those long tail keywords, because the bigger players, the established retailers, aren't interested in serving the smaller markets. So, you know, best wine coolers for small apartment, you know, stuff like that. Like they don't care about that.
Which is just, it's going to happen naturally when you're running ads, because you're going to be bidding less and be on a smaller budget than a big box store. So you're going to show up for these more specific terms. And so I think it's like a psychological thing. People have this innate trust in Google that like if they search, what was the example you just gave, Joe?
Best wine cooler for small apartments.
Yeah. So someone searches best wine cooler for small apartments, they believe Google. People don't go to page 3 whenever they search something on Google, because they trust the results that come up on like the top of the page. So if you're coming up at the top of the page, when they search that, they say, oh, this is the best product for me. They click it. Now they psychologically have trust in you. and you're already there delivering them what they need. And so a certain percentage of people are just automatically going to buy. And then from there, you build up more and more momentum as you're making profit and all this, that you put out articles that also serve value to people, attract different people. And that's how you build up. So end of the day, it really doesn't take much to make a sale.
Yeah. The thing people are talking about with value proposition, I feel like when we're going to get into value proposition, that is like a more advanced thing, I would say. Like when we sell you our Build Assets Online course, we have to have like a strong value proposition. But if you're a beginner and you haven't sold anything online, like, you know, you're not selling a million a year with dropshipping, you don't really need like that much of that kind of stuff.
Value proposition, like add a free gift. Like that's
yeah, there you go.
You know, it's something so stupid, something you could add. He also said, for customers, the established players have lower prices, and some are not obeying MAP, then find new suppliers if they're not willing to enforce MAP.
Yeah.
Or break MAP yourself if they're not gonna, you know, if the supplier doesn't care, I guess. But you should always be able to find suppliers that are enforcing their rules. So yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
Yeah, views are dropping off a cliff. So I guess that's about it for us.
We got a lot. Aaron Jerez says, sell high ticket cigarettes for UK. Are they banning cigarettes or something?
They like cigarettes over there.
They have a funny name for cigarettes, but we can't say.
Yeah. All right. Well.
All right.
Thank you for joining us in the first episode of Dropshipping Wars. I thought it went well, Joe. You know, viewership wasn't as high as top five dropshipping products, of course. But I think the value we gave in this episode was immense.
I thought so too. I thought it was a lot. This would be one for the ages. I feel like people got to watch this.
We went in the way back machine. We were looking at Yahoo. I think we covered it all. And so, yeah, if you guys want to learn even more, you go to buildassetsonline.com/playbook. Is that right, Joe?
That's correct.
I haven't said it in a while. Buildassetsonline.com/playbook. You get our free class, see how we build assets online, and then sell them, and then talk about them right here. So thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.